It's Thursday, the 12th of September, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The third annual Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Forum is currently underway in Windhoek. The forum has attracted delegates from 55 African Union member states and presents opportunities for SMEs from different African countries to showcase their products. We caught up with some of the exhibitors.
The goal is really to get my product line into these other markets and create a narrative that is truly African.
I'm here because I want to test out the Namibia market to see if our products are received and see if people love what we have. We want to provide more hubs, and we're thinking, who are the people we can meet here in Namibia who are interested to partner with us to set up plants where we can hire Namibians to produce products like this, looking for partners who are going to work with us.
For me, it's majorly about networking. What I would really love to work with is to have the opportunity to be able to trade within and outside of Africa.
SME Compete Director Danny Mayer explains what this means to MSMEs and small business owners.
The economy of any country is driven from the bottom up. So this is an excellent initiative where the focus on the MSME sector is not only by Namibia's stakeholders, government, private sector, civil society, but it is actually coming at a continental level, and it offers an opportunity for Namibia's small businesses to also form linkages as the economy is small and to grow beyond the domestic market. Linkages are necessary, and it's going to open up opportunities.
The Democratic Alliance says that the party will not exit the GNU over the signing of the contentious Bella Bill into law by President Cyril Ramaphosa, even though it's against it. Willie Orkamp told Newsroom Africa they will, however, take the matter to court.
It's very important to realize that the DA is not threatening to exit the Government of National Unity. The threat to the GNU currently is from the president's side. The president knew how we and other parties feel about this, and he decided to carry on irrespective of our feelings. So it is the ANC that is, in their actions, being a threat to the GNU. We must protect this GNU at all costs, and the Democratic Alliance will look at all the options available to us should this be signed into law. We will take this to court. We will take this to the Constitutional Court.
As Southern African development countries battle the worst drought in decades, Zimbabwe is considering culling elephants for the first time since 1988 and, according to Bloomberg News, using the meat to feed people who have been affected by a crippling drought. Environment Minister Sithembiso Nyoni on Wednesday told lawmakers in Mount Hampton, north of the capital Harare, that talks are underway about culling some elephants and providing the dried meat to communities that need the protein. The Greek Prime Minister has criticized Germany's plan to tighten migration restrictions. On Monday, Berlin will begin implementing a policy aimed at curbing irregular migration. William Denzelow reports from Brussels.
In an interview with Greek radio, Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis said the response to irregular migration can't be to scrap free movement across the Schengen area. Germany shares a land border with 9 countries, and next week will tighten restrictions aimed at curbing people arriving illegally. Mitsotakis says that by eroding Schengen travel freedoms, the issue of irregular migration will fall on European nations with external borders. He says a fair compromise is needed among all European powers.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.